Hey gentlemen, the Gemara in the Nedarim on Daf Lamed Zayin learns from a pasuk of Re'eli Mati Eschem Chukim Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai. The Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I'm teaching Chukim Mishpatim the same as Hakadosh Baruch Hu commanded me." That means, says the Gemara, that Ma'amni Bechinam Efatem Bechinam, meaning Ma'ani b'chinam, just like it's free for Moshe Rabbeinu, so also it's free for you guys. And that tells me that Rebbeim are not allowed to earn money. Some yeshivas are mekayim this better than others, but Rebbeim are not allowed to earn money. Ma'ani b'chinam, ma'atan b'chinam. That happens to be a machlokes, a detailed machlokes. The Lechem Mishnah points out over here, in Parak Aleph Halacha Zayin, the Rambam understands Ma'ani Bechinam, Echatem Bechinam means that just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught me Torah, taught me being Moshe Rabbeinu, I, Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't pay any tuition, so also you guys should not pay tuition when you learn Torah. Most Rishonim, Rashi, Ran, etc., they learn Ma'ani Bechinam, Echatem Bechinam, that just like when Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah to Klal Yisrael, that was for free, so also when we teach Torah to others, that also has to be free. So it's also for a Rebbe to earn a salary. Don't think that's only for a Rebbe. Anyone who's doing mitzvah activities, Medina de Gemara, is not allowed to earn a salary. If you're a doctor, no money allowed. I think lawyers maybe are allowed to earn money because they're actually not doing any mitzvahs, no? But there's not allowed to earn money when you teach Torah, etc. So Gemara Nedarim asks, so how come we get paid? So there are two answers in the Gemara. One answer in the Gemara is, it's schar shimur yaladim. When you get paid, you're really getting babysitting money. The students who you teach might be rambunctious. They might not behave so well. I'm not looking at anyone in particular, right? So therefore, you get paid not for teaching Torah. You get paid for schar shimur yaladim. Another opinion the Gemara is that no, that you get paid for schar pisuk taimim. That you get paid for teaching the truth. Meaning to say, if you hold that Pisuk Taimim is Dirabbonon, so therefore, you're allowed to get paid for teaching these Dinim Dirabbonon of Pisuk Taimim of Trump. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara Ksubis, as understood by the Rishonim, speak about a Dayan, who's also not supposed to get paid. And Zakti Gemara, that the Dayan is allowed to get paid what's called Schar Batola. One of my rebbeim in high school, my ninth grade rebbe actually, but from Klein Kaufman, it's a very big Talmud Chacham. One of the things I think the yeshivish world has that our modern Orthodox world does not have as much is that, like, my high school rebbeim were like Jews who knew Shas. We don't have that in modern Orthodox high schools. I think in DRS is like one or two rebbeim who are like real Talmidei Chachamim. In MTA there's one or two rebbeim. But the Derech Kol, the average high school Rebbe, is a very fine Orthodox Jew, but it's not the same. So my high school Rebbe in ninth grade, from Klein Kaufman, sits on Dinei Torah. So he told me, I was like schmoozing with him, went to visit my parents last summer, went to Davin Meir from Yeshiva, Far Rockaway one night. So I see Rabbi Klein Kaufman, I say Shalom Aleichem. Like, we're schmoozing about Dinei Torah stuff, because like I sent him some Dinei Torah. So he tells me that when he first started sitting on Dinei Torah, he asked Reb Zalig Epstein, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Shara Torah, he asked him, tell me, what is Schar Batola? If you're allowed to earn money as a dayan because of Schar Batola, which is the money you would have earned otherwise, right? You're a capable guy, so you would have earned money otherwise. So what is Schar Batola? So Reb Zalig Epstein said he felt Schar Batola is around $200 an hour because Mistama, that's what you could get. I'm like, okay. That's nice. So Klein Kaufman says, I told him he's wrong. Because if I wouldn't have learned Gemara, I would have been the shortstop for the Yankees. That means, for me, I'd be earning 20-some-odd million dollars a year. Right? How much do they earn now? It's like, it's obscene, no? He's like, he actually was a very good ball player. Right? He's like, I would have been the shortstop for the Yankees. So for me, my Schar Batol has to be much higher than that. In the best of America, we don't give $200 an hour, even. Whatever it is, but the Yesod, I think, is correct. So the Rambam over here in Perikaf al Chazayin writes, if the minig in the country is that you get money to teach, you're allowed to get money, and you're chayiv l'lam toy bischar, ad sheyikra toyra shebiksav kula. The Rambam says in the country they get paid, saying you have to teach bischar, right? The father has to pay for his kid to learn, you have to pay tuition. Until you finish Torah Shebiksav Kula, which most understand means that a father's mechuyev to pay for his kid to learn Chumash, Navi, and Ksuvim. Torah Shebiksav Kula. The Rebbe can get paid for Torah Shebiksav Kula. But Torah Shebiksav Peh, you're not allowed to get paid for. Like it says, "Re'eli Matias al Chukim Mishpatim Kasher Tzivan Yashem Lokay Madi Bechinam Avatem Bechinam." In other words, a Torah Shebiksav, you're allowed to get paid because that's not the way Moshe Rabbeinu was taught Torah by the Rebbeinu Shlom. Torah Shebaal Peh, right? When the Hakadosh Baruch Hu taught Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, you're not supposed to get paid for. Now, this lashon from the Rambam, Torah Shebiksav Kula, the lashon that implies that Nafi and Nevi'im and Ksuvim is part of Torah Shebiksav is a big machlekes HaRishonim. Tosis in Bava Kama Daf Gimel seems to disagree with Tosis and Temura and Daf Yudalid. The Gemara has a rule of Dvarim Shebiksav Iyat HaRishoy LaOmer Malpeh. So the Balei Tosis disagree. What's considered Dvarim Shebiksav? Is Navi considered Torah Shebiksav? The scholars among us are probably aware of a Rashi in Brachos. On Daf Chaf Ches, where Rashi, you know, the Gemara in Brachos has a line, Min Ubenechem Higayon, keep your kids away from Higayon, from Vos Minktos Higayon. So some say it means philosophical inquiry, that you shouldn't do too much philosophy. Rashi has a Deya that Min Ubenechem Higayon means don't teach Nach. Stay away from Nach. Some yeshivas are very machped on this, no? Like, stay away from Nach. Now again, what exactly it means the parameters of Minu B'Nechem Mehigayon, do they discuss this in intro to, oh, actually, intro to Bible is no longer required in college, right?
When I took it, it
was not discussed. It's a very important topic. In other words, to what extent should we avoid learning Nach as learning Nach. And everyone holds that you have to learn Nach to understand Torah Shebaal Peh, right? But to go through Sefer Yechezkel straight, and that's already an interesting point. This, the Rambam seems to disagree with that school of thought among the Rishonim and Ashkenaz. The Rashi says, Minu B'neichem Mehigayon, that you should not do much Tanach, or much Nach. That Rashi is clearly against this Rambam. Again, much more to be said, but we should go fighter in Judaism.